Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I was supposed to play some audio here, wasn't I? Doesn't matter. Imagine that I just played a fantastic play, one of the many from your Houston Texans getting a 20-16 victory. Oh, there was a lot of them. I showed you John Lopez because apparently, I don't know, maybe the Thanksgiving food got me acting right.
I took
the best notes that
this
I've ever taken.
Color coding is
watching
notes.
A Texans football game. It's color coded. It is great notes, in depth on every play.
We need to wait for the next year, the beginning of the next year, to start being more organized now.
Why put off till tomorrow what you can do today, baby? You know what I mean? Like, why not get it together? And this was a perfect game to get it together because there was so much to see. But one of those things that was there to see was one. C.J. Stroud returning to football after missing three football games, if you don't include the game that he was knocked out of with that concussion. And so, especially with Davis Mills handling things well, the team going 3-0 while he was starting, there was a lot of conversations, if you might remember.
It kind
of
got scary on Wednesday, right?
Oh, yeah.
It did. It did a little bit.
It's just like, wait, he still didn't clear protocol?
Still didn't clear, but he did clear. He got out there on the field. So let's talk about it. How did C.J. look to you? What did it feel like watching him play? 713-572-4610.
How did it feel like to you? Because I was relaying this earlier. The first quarter, it ended up being rust, and it was clear that it was rust, and that's what CJ talked about afterwards. He had to knock some off.
All the way it felt like it was rust? I think some of the stuff definitely felt like rust. There were some things that made me kind of raise an eyebrow.
Well, the bad throws, that could be interpreted either way.
Including the Cam Brown interception where he airmails.
Sailed it.
Xavier Hutchinson.
Yeah, he just sailed it. And there was one, I think, low and to the right to Nico. Anyway, off target early.
Yeah.
And then there was the organization at the line of scrimmage, which I feel like maybe, as you pointed out, that could be put on him a little bit. And I was just like, oh, no.
No.
Prepare for the Davis Mills truthers. One of which was sitting next to me. One of whom was
they were gearing up, man.
Jan's a Davis Mills truther?
No, she was in the moment. In the moment, I was saying, like at the start, in that game.
Oh, that's just fans being reactionary,
right? And I texted to you just flat out, out of the clear blue, he sucks. I was like, what?
What they been talking about?
You heard me. You heard me.
What have they been talking about in the teacher's lounge over at the school, man?
I was like, he sucks? That came out of nowhere. And then, of course, and then the third quarter, she's like, okay, maybe he doesn't suck them.
Good. Sometimes you need that clarity. I see 281. This is what I was thinking of. C.J. Stroud throwing that interception was him trying to force a big play. That was what made me raise an eyebrow, because one of the things that I thought you could attribute to Davis Mills was just kind of going with the flow of what the offense is, an embrace of what Nick Caley and I believe D'Amico Ryans want from this offense, which is just don't ask for too much. Death by a thousand cuts in a non-derogatory, right, in a congratulatory way. Sometimes it feels like we've noted this. C.J. Stroud, when he talks about the status of this offense being something like a death by a thousand cuts, just trying to make the right read, sometimes it felt like he was longing for throwing the football deep. And sometimes it felt like he was being somewhat derogatory to the idea of, hey, you just take these shots. And so early on in the game, we're seeing them, in the first couple of drives, throwing the ball deep. To a Nico Collins who's double covered and stuff.
Out.
I almost asked myself, because I know Nick Caley's going to call these plays, right? Mm-hmm. But in my head, I was like, how much of that is C.J. Stroud, putting his thumb on the scale, either explicitly or implicitly, hey, I want to drive the ball downfield. And it wasn't working, and it honestly caused you know, some bad plays. And I was like, is he embracing this? But it felt like as the game went on, he did settle into just taking what was there for him. Sometimes to the point where I was like, oh, is he doing too much to take underneath and just throw it to Dalton Schultz as opposed to find something in the intermediate? But he found that level as it went along. And so maybe that was a reacclimation. But also CJ Stroud talking after this game, it did sound like it sounded a little different from CJ from previous where we talked about him finding a way to embrace this offense. It felt like he took another step in embracing what this offense is desired to be.
It really did. And just to answer the question of, like, you know, what you thought of CJ Stroud, early on, as we've talked about, I think he reached a point where he just kind of on the sideline or whatever, he just kind of had to reset. I think early in the game, and I don't know how much of this you guys noticed, even his facial expressions and body language kind of reverted to the Stroud that was struggling earlier in the year. And then that was gone. So he almost had to, like, it looked like he was trying to do too much, as you kind of pointed out there. He was a little frustrated. Body language, that whole thing. And then at some point, he just sort of reset and said, oh, yeah, we need to do this a particular way, and I will still get my shots. And he did. So for however that you want to describe that, whether it was knocking off the rust or just sort of like a, you know, he had a revelation, he did settle in, and I thought he had I'm not even going to say, you know, good. I thought he had a very good game, all things considered.
Matt Ryan, who was on, he's on the CBS set. That was basically his, he thought that CJ Stroud was fantastic in the way that he played what was necessary for the offense. I'm kind of opining on top of what he said. But he basically got to the point where he was like, if they play like this and if he continues to play like this, they can go to the playoffs and make some noise, right? Which obviously is what ultimately everybody wants. This was CJ Stroud talking about. He was asked about if he felt like the offense has gotten better. And this is something pointing to the idea of embracing the offense for me.
Yeah, I definitely think the offense as a whole, we've gotten better. You know, we found our identity, I feel. And I think, you know, we're starting to play well together. You know, it's a lot of new guys playing together this year. So we're starting to get that chemistry down and that connection. And you can see it, you know, playing and play out, you know, and route detail and, you know, play calls and me getting the play in, organization of the, you know, formations and everything like that. So, I think, you know, we're doing a better job at that, and then, you know, the execution is picked up.
A couple of key things there. What is the identity? I said it earlier, and I'm not going to backtrack off of this because I do mean it in a complimentary way, as much as it doesn't sound like this, like it is. Don't screw up.
Oh,
don't screw
man.
It up.
Hate.
No, it's not hate.
Hate.
This is the mantra. This is what they would just don't screw it up. Your defense is awesome. Your defense can win a championship. If you don't screw it up, and they were really good the last three quarters, two and a half quarters, you're going to have a good offense. And then the second part, the second level to what
before
he
you
just,
get to the second level, can I add something here? Because I do have a number that I or a number, some numbers, because I do think that this is it's backed by the statistics of it. The line of demarcation being 10 yards, air yards, right? Going in the air. When CJ threw under 10 yards, 16 of 19, 162 yards. And that was 7.5 percentage points higher than expected completion percentage wise. Past 10 yards in the air, 6 for 14, 114 yards. And that was about a 1 percentage point below expectation on completion percentage.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There it is, right? Very basically, right? The idea is this thing works a lot better if you can kind of use your short area and, you know, allow that to build. And I think that getting 114 yards deep is still not a bad thing, but I think that the completion percentage looks better if you allow the short to open up the long. And I think that this game saw him kind of resettle back into that. Because I think we've seen him kind of do that earlier on in the season. I think he resettled into that during the course of this game, embracing it. So I'm actually, while I was joking, the idea of you hate
it. It really,
don't
again,
mess it up. Yeah.
With as much respect and love as I can muster, that is their identity. Don't screw it up. If you're good if you don't screw it up offensively. And then the second part real quick that I think is key, and this is very big, it's a word that can cause a lot of eye rolls and be called a cliche and all that, but he said chemistry. He said we're finding a chemistry. That includes offensive line, which, again, a mind-blowing stat. It's the first time all year that he started the same five guys in the same five places in back-to-back games all year. But there's also something else that goes with that. Woody Marks is your running back. They put him out there on one leg, man. That's all you need to know about the confidence that and what they want out of Woody Marks. And then two other players that were very, very big. Dalton Schultz and Jaden Higgins, ladies and gentlemen. They're finding that chemistry with all these guys.
Yeah, the Jaden Higgins thing is interesting there. I think the Dalton Schultz was also a very interesting to me. Mm-hmm. The number was somewhere around like 43, I think, on over-under Dalton Schultz yards. Mm-hmm. And I would have imagined, especially over the last few weeks, that would have been under that number because of the way that Davis Mills is. Yeah. I think that CJ very much clearly has his favorites. 10 targets for Nico Collins, 8 targets for Dalton Schultz. Like, in getting all those yards, it went back up.
Mm-hmm.
But I do appreciate what you're saying here is that Jaden Higgins, 5 receptions on 5 targets for 65 yards.
Yeah.
That ticking up is good because we saw the jump in Higgins finding his place in the offense under Davis Mills.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I thought this is like kind of an offensive thing. Mm-hmm. And it feels like we kind of split the difference between, is CJ just going to go back to what he did or is he going to implement Jaden Higgins more into this offense? And I feel like we kind of split the difference. He did go back to getting the ball to Nico. Him and Davis have a connection. Him and Dalton have an incredible connection. Mm-hmm. Even Dalton, was it a dropped pass or something that he had? And he just, you see the picture, and he's just tapping Dalton on the helmet like, hey, don't worry about it, big dog. Like, they have a genuine affinity for each other. And you see it. It shows up on the stat sheet. But then Hutchinson gets 5 targets. Yeah. That very much felt like a CJ going to his guys. But then Higgins finding more in this offense, I did find that encouraging to continue to build towards an offense that looks like it can handle what it's asked to handle.
Yeah, they have a chemistry, and it starts with the offensive line and Woody Marks. But the receivers, especially Higgins, 5 catches on 5 targets was big for him.
Now, the bad thing,
yeah,
we are back in the place where Jalen Noel, one of the most, if not the most explosive dude on this offense, and I know that sounds crazy looking at Nico Collins, but you've seen what he's done when he's gotten the ball.
Yeah.
1 target, no catches. Right? And there's been instances and opportunities for him. But
Christian Kirk?
One target, no catches. I mean, Christian Kirk got a couple in there. That was cool. But, I mean, where's Jalen Noel at, man?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, where's Jalen Noel at? And that's the thing that is frustrating, and I think that is some of the CJ going back to the guy.
Maybe he's just not, that in this offense in terms of from scrimmage. Maybe they've just decided he's going to be a little bit player and a return guy and all that. I thought that this offense really started to be exactly what they wanted it to be. And that started with CJ Stroud, again, just sort of resetting, embracing what this offense is. It's not the sexiest thing in the world, because think about what we thought going into last season, going into the 2024 season. We thought it was going to be lighting it up. The defense was going to be good. It was going to be CJ coming off that rookie year, throwing it everywhere. They've completely changed what CJ is, and I think it's working.
And I think that I think the big thing for me with CJ was it feels like he is embracing. One of the things someone on the text line says he's holding the ball too long, and I disagree with that as an assertion, especially because, and this is more anecdotal, once you saw him kind of miss some shots deep and you saw him kind of try and reel it in, he had some 3-step drops where he's fading as he's throwing the football. Like, not even hitting his third step. He's fading, throwing the football to get it out to Nico Collins quickly on a slant, to get the ball out to the intended receiver in that moment. And it's like, he's so dialed into, I need to get this ball out, that he's not even hitting the top of his drop and then letting that thing go. And so I think that CJ is finding that. But I'm going to go and actually look at the time to throw this week to make sure that I get this right. But it felt like as the game went along, the time to throw was good. And mm-hmm. he felt like he was trusting his offensive line.
Yes.
Save for maybe one or two times where he does try and backtrack out. One of those understandable because the, mm-hmm. the blitz is immediate. And maybe you go throw the football away. But I also go, if the blitz is there under a second, how fair is it to expect you to just dirt it immediately? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But there was one instance where he takes a sack because he runs out back and he does not help his tackles. Outside of that, he trusted that pocket a lot better than at times he had earlier on in the season.
And we have to give him a ton of credit just because this is not what he expected. As I mentioned, you know, going into last season, this is not how he's wired. This is not what he's used to. You know, he wants to be able to create plays, to throw the ball downfield, trust the receiver, 50-50 balls, all that stuff. He's rewired himself, and there, he deserves a lot of credit for that.
Is this the CJ you want going forward, though, like even past this year? Do you want this type of CJ Stroud?
The answer is no. I don't. I'd rather see the CJ I just
because
described.
I'm happy CJ kind of growing into this different CJ or mm-hmm. this different offense. But I can't forget what he did in his rookie year,
I'm glad you
and I feel like
up.
It's still there.
I'm glad you brought that up because this is not what we expected. It's not him at his best in terms of being awe-inspiring and maybe an MVP candidate and all that. So
yeah.
I do want to see more of that. I just don't think we're going to.
This year we ain't going to see it. But yeah. It kind of bothered me a little bit when you kept saying, don't screw it up.
Don't screw it up.
I'm like, that's what you say to Davis Mills.
I understand that.
That's what you say to those type of quarterbacks. But CJ ain't that type of quarterback.
No, he's not. And I want to see that, CJ. We're not going to. And I think you got to give him credit for embracing that role. And at least we're not going to this year. I mean, maybe there's going to be some tweaks and some, you know, obviously personnel decisions, et cetera. But I think, you know, he deserves a lot of credit for being able to embrace something that he's not.
Yeah, the easy answer to your question is no, this isn't quite the CJ that I want to see. Even within the idea of a Patriots offense and all those things, what we were talking about as, I guess, maybe the high water mark or the platonic ideal of him in this offense is being able to, you know, deal and survey and slice up a defense, which I don't think is fully what we've gotten an opportunity to see for him. I don't know how much of that is just offense in general in the NFL is kind of down this year. But I was hoping to see a little bit more of that. I think that there's still room for that to happen, but it does not feel like that's necessarily this year. It feels like it is more of him embracing this and just quick passing, getting the ball out and, you know, finding the moments, picking the moments in some ways. But I will say, there were still moments where you had CJ Stroud making plays. You see him boot out with Laiatu, you know, just
still
bearing down on him. And
still
he
in there.
Calm.
At that moment, I'm like, why are we arguing about Davis Mills? When I seen him make them
throws. Yeah, Laiatu bearing down. He's got that in him. Makes a pass to Cade Stover first down in a circumstance that very well could have been to throw the football away or take a sack. CJ's still making those plays. It's still within him. And I think that that's why I was encouraged by him seemingly embracing the idea because he's like, all right, we can do this in order to get the win, and that's what we need to do. Yeah. And I appreciate that he got to that place. But I feel good about him being able to do what's needed to do in this offense. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, you know what time it is. We typically do our lunchtime confessions, and I'll give you a little tease. Some mac and cheese update is coming for you.
Hey!
We'll do all that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season. from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.